This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today, start of a new month. Got a big show for you this week. We've had B.J. Thomas on several times so far this year, but he's coming back today to talk about something very special. The 50th anniversary of the song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Wow. Also on the show, from the Today Show, Al Roker, actress Adrienne Barbeau will be here. Randy Travis is going to be joining us, talking about a new song he has out, but he's going to be joined by his wife, Mary, because he's still a little challenged when it comes to being able to speak. And from America's Got Talent, Howie Mandel, we've got Jeff Abrams going to talk about a book called The Show Won't Go On, and then we'll chat about diamonds and jewelry with Albany Irvin. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today. After a quick pause, my friend of 50 years, B.J. Thomas, will be joining us talking about Raindrops' 50th anniversary.
Wayne Allen Root, are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. And what you're listening to is a song that is really a song that needs no introduction, nor does the person who sang that song and continues to sing it for 50 years. We're celebrating a couple of things this weekend on the show. Joining us right now is our longtime friend, B.J. Thomas. Hi, B.J. How are you? Welcome back. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, Ron. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Good to be back and hope you've been doing well.
Well, I hope you are doing well, too, and your family. But, you know, 50 years ago, now, this is the kicker, all right? B.J. and I first met personally 50 years ago. And that song right there, and this is even harder to believe, my friends, is 50 years old. Boy, B.J., I can't believe that.
Oh, man, did we? Was that when we met 50 years ago?
Yeah, you were doing a concert up in Pennsylvania, and I was a disc jockey at the time. I know you were down here in Florida a few times. We went over to see you, but
yeah,
it was 50 years ago. Yeah, unbelievable.
A lot of time has gone by. It's been wonderful. I mean, just everything about Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, turned out beautifully, and even though I had laryngitis when I did the bicycle, bicycle scene, but all these years to go by, and I've had the pleasure of singing that song, and it's just been wonderful.
A lot of artists have signature songs, and this, of course, is yours. Burt Bacharach, Hal David, the great team, wrote the song for the movie back in December 69 of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. But I understand that the suits, if you will, thought the song might be too contemporary, too unconventional for a Western. They almost didn't use it.
Well, I understand from what I've heard over the years is Mr. Redford, Robert Redford, didn't want it in the film, and probably, you know, a lot of us probably didn't get this right away, but they were making an art film, and you know, of course, to us it just was a Western, you know,
right.
But to Mr. Redford it was an art film, and he just didn't want this, what he called this pop song in the movie, but I'm glad they talked him into it, because I think it you know, with the way Mr. Bacharach composed and Hal David wrote his lyrics just straight from the heart, you know, I think the song was so good and fit the movie so perfectly, and the bicycle scene was just beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it was, it really was. Not listen to this, the movie comes out, ladies and gentlemen, in December of 1969. By the 1st of January, okay, it's into the number one slot on the Hot 100. By mid-March, we're talking only like 3 months later, it had already sold 2 million copies, averaging 200,000 to 300,000 copies a day. I mean, those are big numbers. Those are Elvis Presley numbers, you know?
Oh, man, I tell you, you know, when it first came out in October of 69, no one would play it. The radio wouldn't go on it. Scepter Records was in New York City, and they wanted WABC to play it. And they said, no, we're not going to play BJ's record, because they said he's singing a wrong note in the first verse. And, of course, you know, the people with Scepter said, well, we guess Burt Bacharach missed that, you know. So anyway, it got bad reviews, and there was a lot of resistance by radio. But when the movie came out, as you said, it was such a good movie, and of course became the number one movie, and it kicked the song off, and then it sold 200,000 to 300,000 copies for a few years. So unbelievable.
And then wound up being an Oscar winner for the best original song. You know, I got to tell you a funny story. I was a disc jockey back in those days, and of course played the song consistently. But there was a client that we had on the radio station that owned a furniture store. He said, do you play music behind your commercials? I said, yes, instrumentals. And he says, I want VJ Thomas Raindrops. And I said, well, first of all, you don't have the rights to it, okay, number one. I said, but it's commonplace that you don't use a vocal behind a commercial, because sometimes the vocal interferes with the message. He says, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care if they ever get the message. I just like the song. Do what I ask you to do. He didn't care anything about his furniture store. He just liked the song. I said, why don't I just give you a record, you know, and you can have it and play it anytime you want to.
Well, you know, that song was amazing, because it did just... People loved it just across the board. I mean, kids liked it. Everyone seemed to like it across the board. It just, and I think it was always an uplifting song to me. You know, that the rain is going to fall on our heads from time to time, but if we're free, nothing's really worrying us, you know. So it makes a good point. I can understand that.
Well, you know, in 2014, ladies and gentlemen, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences inducted that song into their 2014 Grammy Hall of Fame, and of course it's been used in a lot of movies: Forrest Gump, Family Guy, Grey's Anatomy, Arrested Development. But when you listen to the words of it, and you just brought up a good point about the raindrop falling on your head and you'll get a clear day one day, you know, it's almost very applicable to today's issues that we see in the news.
Well, I think so. I think it just is, you know, as I said, Hal David just wrote from the heart, and he wasn't really trying to rhyme words. He was just trying to say something from his heart, and I do think that it makes a very important statement that, hey, you know, the rain's going to fall on us every now and then, but we're okay in the long run. And I think it does is applicable to the pandemic. I mean, this is something we could never have imagined or expected And really, it's been stressful and frustrating at times, but I think we'll see the end of it, and we'll be stronger for it.
Well, for a guy like you who knows the road oh so well, it's got to be extremely frustrating, because I know that's where your love is. We talk about raindrops 50 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about right now with the great B.J. Thomas. But, you know, you had so many other great hits. Hooked on a Feeling, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. When you think back of a song like that, and, you know, people always say, well, if you do a remake of a song that was a hit once before, it's pretty tough to cover it and do it successfully. Boy, you sure did that. You sure did that well. So that's better than the original.
Well, you know, I was just in my first band. It was our band that we together, a band called The Triumphs.
The Triumphs, I remember that.
And we, you know, we just played, had been out in the boondocks and played dances for kids. And so when we had this song, it was basically, it was a kind of an afterthought, because we had finished recording an entire album. And I said, yo, guys, I got to do this song for my dad. And so we did the Lonesome, and I had been singing it at our dances and things, and it kind of evolved into my version. And it's kind of funny, because I think at the time it had already been recorded over 70 times by just all kinds of different people. And, why that thing, how it got through there, I don't know. I think people just connected with the emotion of the song and the honesty of the song, and, I've always been thankful for that song.
No, and you do a great job on it. You really do. And, of course, you mentioned the group The Triumphs, so I had to go out and buy a TR-4, which was... so you cost me some money there. Hooked on a Feeling, as I mentioned earlier. I just can't help believing that Elvis Presley recorded and made it a hit again, too. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? Don't Worry, Baby, What Happened to the Old-Fashioned Love? And my favorite... One of my favorites, I should say. Not my favorite, but one of my favorites. And we talked about this one before. Mama. Boy, do I love that song.
Well, you know, the guy that wrote the guy named Mark Sharon, who has since passed on, but he loved my mother. And, of course, he kind of just wrote his experience. He lived with us for a few years.
Yeah, I remember you told me.
And of course, everybody loved my mom. And so he just kind of... Through our conversations and through the time that he spent, you know, with my family, he came up with that song. And I think that's why, Elvis really liked me and covered some of my records, because, you know, the way he loved his mother was legendary. And we all love our moms. So, that's been a special. I was just talking to some guys from Australia, and that was my first national number one record. It was a number one record in Australia. So. Pretty good song.
Oh, beautiful song. We're going to pause for a second. Our friend is going to stay with us over another segment. We're talking to B.J. Thomas. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And B.J. and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Just when to come and see what you had done, Mama. Oh, Mama. And who's the one who patched your eye and told you not to cry, 'cause he was too big for you to try, Mama. Mama.
Song we were talking about before we went into the break, and I love that last verse, you know, where he talks about your mom gave your shoulder when you told her your first love was over. That is such wow. Does that bring back some memories? Believe me.
Well, it does really. And me too. I'm like you and most people are. I've got memories and feelings tied to songs, and I really brings my mom back to life. And then that's just the way she was. She was a wonderful woman.
They all are to us. Five-time Grammy Award winner, Country Hall of Fame inductee, over 70 million albums worldwide, total of 8 number one hits, 26 top 10 singles throughout 50 years in this business, and still going strong. Now, I see you on Facebook, BJ. You did a thing the other day with Amazing Grace.
Yeah, I did Amazing Grace for a friend of mine, the Community of Grace Church out in Phoenix, Arizona. And we put together a thing with me and the band. I'm doing some of those things on the Zoom or whatever you call it. And I'm doing a lot more of that and trying to communicate a little better. But yeah, that was fun to do. Tim Wright, my friend who's a pastor out in Phoenix, I did that for him.
I sing. I have a 15-piece orchestra that I do a tribute to Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, and we tour the Florida area.
Yeah.
Tony Orlando said to me, he said, "Why do you use 15 pieces?" And I said, "Because I don't want to make any money."
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because
I just started carrying the horn section again 4 or 5 years ago, so I usually just have the four-piece
rhythm section. Yeah.
And I've always had a great band, and they always got it done, but we started carrying live horns again, and there's just something about having that horn section that makes things a little better.
Yeah, and it kind of distracts the audience from me. They're looking at everything else, and the pressure is a little bit off base. But, you know, when you're not doing this for a while, it's not quite like getting on a bike and riding it again. How do you keep your vocal cords up? I sit in my studio and I sing to old tracks, but boy, you know, how do you keep that all fresh?
Well, it's been a big drop, I'll tell you, and I've had to, I've sung 3 or 4 songs for real in the last, 140 days or so, man, I really have, I'll have to, right now I'm putting on my, my greatest hits albums and other albums that I like. I've still got a turntable and a stereo and stuff, and I'm singing along with my records because I can really feel it. I haven't, you know, sung for real in such a long time, but so I'm having to work on it a little bit. You know, I never have really had to worry about my throat. It's always been there when I needed it. You know, I've depended on it for years.
This is a great problem, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to have, is when you have a lot of hits. But somebody like BJ has had a lot of hits. Is it difficult to introduce new material because everybody wants to hear Raindrops Hooked on a Feeling, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? Is it difficult? Because you got to do those.
Yeah, I kind of have to do those, and I'm really excited. You know, I get excited about doing them. I love to do them because I know that's what people come to hear. So I don't like to put too much new material, or I don't do medleys or anything like
right.
that. But I'll do some old R&B things toward the end of the show, or somewhere in the middle I might do a gospel thing that I really have always liked, or something that I never recorded, or something like that. You know, I've been to see people before that I really loved and I followed for years, and I went to see them, and they did medleys of their songs, and they did a bunch of different new stuff.
Right.
And I don't think that's satisfying for the people that come to hear me. So I try to do all my stuff, you know, completely. But there's always a little room for us to do two or three things that just for fun, you know.
I'm glad to hear you say that. And if they don't do it in entirety, and they don't do it as a medley, which the medley thing just doesn't do anything for me either.
Yeah, I know.
But when they do it and they're tired of doing it the way they recorded it, so they do it in another arrangement. Not to put down Felix Cavallari and the Rascals, but when I heard him first time many years ago do one of his hits, I didn't even recognize it because, you know, he had a different arrangement. And when I listened to it, I said, this isn't the thing I used to play on the radio. People want to hear it just the way it was on their AM radio going to a drive-in with their girlfriend after a McDonald's hamburger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I know a lot of people that are coming to my concerts, they're probably listening to some of my stuff on the way in.
Sure.
So people remember, and that's what I need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Well, you're going to start touring now, no more this year. You're going to start in the new year, or you got some stuff you're going to be doing in the fall? It's hard to even determine because you don't know what's going on.
Oh, man, it's just impossible to see how it's going to run. What we're doing right now, of course, we had to reschedule everything a couple of times already. We're going to rebook and straighten things out when we get back on the road. But basically, I'm waiting for the vaccine. If I get the vaccine and I'm bulletproof and I don't have to worry about getting sick, then I'll go back on the road like I always have. But I think it just wouldn't be prudent to go back on the road for me unless I had the vaccine and I'm protected. I know there are a few guys doing drive-in things, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure how safe that is because I don't know where my crew has been. I don't know where my band has been. If I'm at a drive-in and there's four people to every car, I mean, I just don't know. I don't know how safe that is, and I'm going to overprotect myself as much as I can. But man, believe me, when we get that vaccine, and I think it's going to take a while, of course, to get that to everyone. But when I get my vaccine shot, I'm going to be back out there just like I always was. Really looking forward to that because it has been frustrating and a little stressful. I worry about my band and I worry about everyone, really, but I can't wait to get back.
Great. Well, look, we're going to be talking long before you get back because we want to be promoting the dates that you are going to be doing once you get back, and I hope one of them is in Florida so I can come by and say hi and maybe break some bread after the show. But it's always great, BJ, talking to you, and congratulations on a golden anniversary, 50 years of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, sung by my friend BJ Thomas. BJ, you know you're always welcome here.
Ron, thank you very much. Thank you and your listeners for keeping me around, and all the best, my brother.
And you stay well, okay?
You too, pal.
Okay, thanks. BJ Thomas has been our guest. Great guy and a terrific act. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey, man, I enjoyed that. Good talking to you again. Hang in there, buddy, and take care.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With political pressure rising, talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed today, focused on restoring a newly expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit, a fresh $1,200 direct payment to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in aid to states, businesses, and the poor. President Donald Trump is eager for an agreement, but talks so far have not yielded progress. The administration is willing to extend the $600 jobless benefit in the short term, but is balking at other demands Democratic negotiators keep adding to the bill. The $600 per week jobless benefit officially lapsed yesterday, and Democrats haven't made it clear whether they will extend it without securing other bill priorities. Principal negotiators, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and top Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi met again in hopes of breaking the stalemate. This is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Seji today, and our guest is a gentleman that's always nice to have on the show. He's fun to be with. And, of course, the main question that we always get from our associates here at the studio, and we know that Al's going to be on, is what time do you get up in the morning? Joining us right now is Big Al Roker. Hello, Al. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Rob, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what is the time?
I get up anywhere between 3 and 3:15. That's about par for the course. So on the weekends I may actually sleep in till 7.
Oh, really? Oh my goodness, gracious. You're really slacking on the weekends.
Yeah, I know.
What time do you go to bed, Al?
You know what? I've got my middle girl is now in 7th grade. So I'm hard-pressed to try to go to sleep before she does.
Uh-huh.
So I usually get to bed around 10:15.
You are. That's an old saying with hardest working person in show business. You are. You really earn every dime you make. I tell you, you are something else.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, I've got a terrific job. I work with amazing people. I'm nicely compensated for it. You know, there are a lot of folks who work a lot harder under much more trying conditions, who don't, you know, do nearly as well. So, you know what? I'm very blessed.
And you're appreciative, too. That's what makes Al what he is, an all-around nice guy. And in addition to his duties and weather and co-hosting the Today Show, he also has Al Roker Entertainment, which, by the way, has started with a new 10 half-hour episodes of a show called Big Easy Justice, Tuesdays on Spike TV. And this is about Tattoo, which, can I mention the guy's name?
Sure, yeah. Yep.
Gene Thacker is the name. He's a bounty hunter. By the way, I just found this out, Al. The real term for bounty hunter is bail enforcement agent. I never knew that. But tell us about the Big Easy Justice. I saw it last week. It's a great show.
Well, thank you. It's one of these things, and it's funny. The somebody from Jennifer Lopez's production company saw this guy on local TV in New Orleans and took it to Spike TV, and they said, "Well, we love this character, but you guys have never done anything like this. We'd like to team you up with Al Roker's company because they've done these kind of shows before." So it's been a great partnership, and you know, Gene Thacker, otherwise known as Tattoo, is the baddest of the tough guys when it comes to bounty hunters. When I met him, he's this very soft-spoken guy, barely looks you in the eye. I thought, this can't be a bounty hunter. Then I went out with him, and I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, this guy is unbelievable. You know, when the sun goes down, you know, he gets his bat on, and he goes after these folks. This is not your typical, you know, the New Orleans we all see, you know, the Bourbon Street and the French Quarter. This is the grittier, tougher part of New Orleans where a lot of folks, you know, the bad guys and women are hanging out. And, you know, he loves the city. He grew up in the city and is trying to make it better one apprehended felon at a time.
Now, I saw a statistic that blew me away. In a 12-year bounty career, he brought in 10,000 fugitives. Now, I put the pencil and paper to that. That's like every day.
Yeah, they go out, say, after 10 o'clock at night, and they are out there till, you know, 5, 6 in the morning going after these folks. They can't find one person, they go after another. But they always come back around. They always get their man or woman.
Do they normally do it at night, Al?
Yeah, generally speaking, they can do it during the day, but they just find nighttime is a better time because people are, you know, a little more relaxed. They've dropped their guard. It makes it easier to go after these folks.
And I think it's important to note here that the show Big Easy Justice we're talking about, produced by Al Roker Entertainment, these bounty hunters, and in particular Tattoo, which is Gene Thacker, he goes after armed robbers, murderers, drug possession, domestic abuse, domestic violence. I mean, there is no limit. I mean, he's not saying, well, you know, we're just getting somebody who had their library book overdue.
Right. No, these are bad people, and that's why, I mean, they've got full body armor. Our crews that are going out have full body armor on, and, you know, I mean, they got to deal with this stuff because you don't know what's around the corner or behind that door, and you got to be prepared.
How do you do this, Al? I'm always intrigued by these shows that go after the bad guys because of the fact that they show these people sometimes on the air. How do you get clearances for that, if I may?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have to get releases from people. people, and you would be surprised at how many people will sign a release.
And what, and get out of show business?
Yeah, I mean, it's really funny. They think there's some pleasure. Okay, I'm going to jail, but you know what? At least I'm going to get my 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, that's what always amazed me. You know, this guy gets picked up raping and murdering, and he's on camera, and you know, he's smiling because he thinks he's the next Dean Martin.
Exactly. So, you know, it's I'm always kind of intrigued by it. God bless.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, or else we have to blur their faces.
I think I should have a disclaimer saying that Dean Martin did none of these things that we just talked about.
No, he did. No.
Just a reference to popularity is all it was. Now, does he ever fear, obviously, for his life day in and day out? Because, first of all, somebody breaks bail, they're not what you call a good person anyway. So is he ever concerned, being the tough guy that he is, that he might be in harm's way?
Well, you know, look, that's what, you know, he says, when you let your guard down, that's when you get in trouble. So they are vigilant. They're always concerned. You know, the motto kind of is everybody goes home. It's interesting, too, because he's got kind of this street code. As long as you respect him, he respects you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't show him respect, he's coming out. He's going to drop on you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah. Now, after the 10 half-hour episodes are up, Al, do you think you go back and do another 10 or 15?
Well, we're hoping for the same success with this as we have right now on the Weather Channel with Coast Guard Alaska.
Oh,
which,
I love that show.
The Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern. We just started our second season with that, and we're now doing a spinoff, Coast Guard Florida, where we're going to be based in Clearwater, but also Miami and Key West. We've started our photography on that, so we're hoping that's going to air.
Geez, if you come down and do that, let me know. I'll go out on a boat with you.
Absolutely.
What do you think of the new addition to the professional panel on the Today Show?
Yeah, terrific. And that panel has really proved to be one of the most popular features on the Today Show. And so, but what's great about it is you can add people in there. It's a great feature because you get folks who normally don't have the platform to express an opinions, and you get them in there, and you kind of let things fly.
As you know, Al, I am a religious subscriber to the Today Show every single day. You know that.
I do, and I appreciate that.
Well, you also know why, though, right, Al? There's always a hook, you know, but...
Of course.
But I miss Natalie Morales.
Natalie Morales.
She's beautiful.
Yes, she is. She's smart and she's fun.
Yeah.
She's just terrific. She's a terrific lady. We've got so many great people on the show. I mean, look, Vanna Guthrie is spectacular.
Yeah, she is.
Hoden, what more can you say?
Yeah.
It's a great group of people to work with.
You need a dose of Ron every other day.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know if we can handle that.
I don't know, but it's worth a try, isn't it?
I know.
Spike TV, Tuesday nights, 10 half-hour episodes. We're into a couple of weeks of that already. Big Easy Justice. I have seen the show. It is good. But, of course, when Al Roker Entertainment puts the name on it, you know it's good, and that's what has happened in this particular case. Al, as always, you know you're welcome here anytime, and I can't wait till you come down again and see you. And I might be up in New York with Jimmy Fallon, so when I do that, I'm going to talk.
Gosh, please let me know. Yeah, we love Jimmy. He's really developed into just such a terrific late-night host. I mean, he really has.
Well, Al, I know that you have the same feelings I do, that if anybody can take over from Jay Leno, it's certainly our mutual friend Jimmy Fallon. He does a great job, and I know that you, as all of us, wish him very good luck with the Tonight Show.
I know.
Well, Al, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the Big Easy Justice, okay, my friend?
Hey, thank you, Ron.
Always great chatting with you.
Take care.
You too. Al Roker's been our guest, and one of the, if not the hardest working man on television.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you, sir. And we're going to pause for just a little while, but there's more to come. In fact, the whole show, for that matter, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. And just want to remind everybody that if you want to check out our website, we have two of them. RonSedgy.com, RonSegGi.com, or Sedgy Sings, SegGiSings.com. On that letter, you can catch what we're doing with our 15-piece orchestra. that tours, but we are kind of on a hiatus right now because of the pandemic. But once we get our schedule together, where and when we will be at places, we will definitely pass it on to you immediately, okay? Stick around. We're just getting started. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgie today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. She used to be with us a lot of times, and for some reason, we have not had her on the show again, but she is back. I love this lady. She is such a talented one. And we are going to be talking about a film that is set to release today called For the Love of Jesse. Joining us right now is the beautiful Adrienne Barbeau. Adrienne, welcome back to the show. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron. I saw your name and I thought, oh boy,
Yeah, it's been a long time, but boy, I got to tell you something. Still as beautiful as ever and talented as ever in this new show that's coming up. I'm very excited for this. It's being released today. It's called For the Love of Jesse, and you play a mom this time around.
I play a mom this time around. And actually, a grandmom at one point.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I play the mother of a doctor, a young man, played by Randy Wayne, who's very much in love with his very pregnant wife and is devastated when she dies during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is left with raising my grandchild.
Yeah.
This is not a mom you'd necessarily want to have. Yeah. She shows up and she's not incredibly likable. She and her son have a prickly relationship, but she shows up because somebody's got to help him take care of this baby. And finally convinces him that he's got to hire someone, a housekeeper, nanny, to take care of the baby. Does not like the woman that he hires, who has her own history, having lost a child. And it is a love story. It is a story about second chances. Even in the case of my character, the changes that can take place in a person as a result of love. It's not like, you know, the people who usually watch me to see me screaming and yelling and the ghosts coming or the horror. This is for a much, much wider audience.
Well, you know, it's unique here when you say that he got a nanny, because the nanny, according to what I saw, was actually a former patient of his that lost the baby to a miscarriage. So he decides to hire her because she needs a job. And you didn't really agree with this arrangement. I mean, ultimately...
No, because she shows up wearing, she's got tattoos, she's got a biker jacket on, she's got her hair shaved. This is not someone I want. In fact, I have a line. I hope you're not here to apply for the job dressed like that.
Yeah. That would be a frightening thing to see. The thing about it is, though, is that this movie, even though it came out today, it was the winner of a Best Screenplay in Los Angeles' Film Awards back in 2017. So this was done a couple of years back, right, Adrian?
Well, no, the screenplay was written in 2017.
Oh, okay.
And then they, just as they were getting ready to start filming, and I should have looked this up. I'm not sure if we did this in 2018. It must have been, maybe it was early 2019.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Just as they were ready to start filming, the actor that David Maccabee, our writer-director, had written the role for to play the doctor, my son, passed away.
Oh, gosh, really?
And so then it was... a question of if they were even going to continue, but they did, and they hired Randy Wayne, wonderful actor.
Yes, he is.
And went on and made the film.
You know, you have had such an illustrious career over your life, your young life. You know, of course, everybody remembers Maude back in 1972. A lot of horror films, as you alluded to earlier. Someone's Watching Me, The Fog, Escape from New York, Swamp Thing, gosh, Two Evil Eyes, Creepshow. And you did some voiceover work, too, as the Catwoman on Batman, the animated series. Do you like doing voiceover works? A lot of actors and actresses like that because they can, it's like being in a costume at an amusement park. You can act really silly and nobody sees you.
What I like about it is you don't have to put a costume on.
No makeup, no nothing.
I love doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
Right now, when I'm not acting, I do video description for the blind.
Really?
So that when you're watching your television show, if you hit your secondary audio channel, program button, you can hear a voice describing what is happening on screen in between the dialogue, so that someone who's visually impaired, hears the actor speaking, but then hears my my voice or another actor's voice describing the action. So and fortunately, because my son is a music producer and he has a studio here at the house, I've been able to do some of my voiceover work even as we are sheltering in place.
Yeah.
So that's been very nice. And I love doing voiceovers. I do a lot of video games. Fallout 76 and God of War and Halo 4 and, you know, they're great fun. Love them.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, yeah. The problem when you do that, they don't see your beautiful face. They should put like a little 8x10 there on all these video games. This is the beautiful person who you hear on this. As I mentioned before, it's released today and it can be found on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Comcast On Demand, CBD.com, ChristianCinema.com, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. And I couldn't be happier for you because I think that this is a great movie. It has been described as a path to a second chance for heartache and drama and redemption. And this is the kind of movie that you like to watch at times like this because it makes you feel you've gotten a second chance at life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Adrian, you have to do me a favor now, okay? This is favor time. You can't stay away as long as we have had in the past, right? You got to come and visit us more often. I love when you're here. You're a great actress, a nice, nice person, and I really miss not talking to you. Can we make a little note that you'll be back soon?
You know what? I have another film releasing. It's a golf comedy with Dan Loria and Amber Liu, the K-pop star.
Yes.
So I'd be Eagle in the Albatross. I'd be happy to come back and talk about that. And then I've got three more horror films that are in various states of post-production. There's a really good one. It's the only one I've seen, so I can't talk about the other two, called Unearthed with Mark Blucas. And so hopefully when those are ready to be seen, I'll come and talk to you again.
Let's do it, Adrian. Love when you're here, and congratulations on this film, For the Love of Jesse, and we'll look forward to having you back next month.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Our guest has been Adrian Barbeau. And stick around. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
True power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, B.J. Thomas, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the release of the song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Can you believe that? Also want to thank our pal Al Roker and actress Adrienne Barbeau. Next hour, Randy Travis will be here. He will be joined by his wife, Mary. He's got a new song called Fool's Love Affair, but because of his stroke 7 years ago, it's still a little bit difficult for him to chat, so Mary will help us out a little bit. Howie Mandel will be here. Author Jeff Abrams about a book called The Show Won't Go On, and Albany Irvin talking about diamonds. And that's next hour with Ron Segi today.